The Great Destinations Radio Show. Here's Kerry Jones.
Well, going on a holiday where you're surrounded by people celebrating being together for a special occasion might make for a memorable break. Steve Davey is a festivalaholic, and he's written a guide to cultural and non-commercial festivities in around the world in 500 festivals.
Traditionally, a lot of the guidebooks have always come out with the don't travel here during the big festival because you won't get a room and prices go up and it's busy. But for me, that's always the most fun time to be anywhere.
Steve recommends waiting to visit some destinations until they have their big event.
If you go to Venice for 50-odd weeks of the year, you'll just see a fairly nice-looking place and lots of postcards of the carnival. So the only time to go to the Venice, I believe, is during the carnival, because that's when it truly comes alive. And there are places all over the world that wait for 50, 51 weeks of the year, ready for their regular carnival to come along. That's the time that really epitomises the destination.
The 2017 Venice Carnival is on from February 18th to 28th. Steve says you don't have to travel outside Britain for a really exciting event. There's a daring one in Devon, which started in the 17th century.
The Burning Barrels in Ottery St Mary, where basically to celebrate Bonfire Night, a group of locals, they soak old barrels in tar for the entire year and then lift them on their heads, set light to them and run through the crowds on Bonfire Night. Completely no health and safety. I think they have four warning signs. But it's essentially one of the maddest, most dangerous, least organised festivals you can imagine, and it happens in the UK.
Ottery St Mary's, about 12 miles east of Exeter.
There are no barriers. These guys, and some of the barrels are up to 100 kilos. They just literally run through the crowds with flames pouring out of these barrels and you have to jump out the way.
And Steve says there's a clean but fun festival in Asia annually.
All over Southeast Asia in April they have their New Year ceremony, Lao New Year, up in Luang Prabang in Laos, which essentially turns into a massive water fight.
Steve has some tips for festival goers.
Moderate one's liquid intake so one isn't continually running off to a toilet. There is a good balance. Places do get crowded. If you are the sort of person that needs a toilet sort of every half an hour, you might spend a lot of time queuing. Pay a bit extra and book accommodation that's sort of within walking distance of the main event, so you can pop back to your own room and use the facilities.
You can get your copy of Around the World in 500 Festivals by Steve Davey on Amazon.
Like that? Like us at facebook.com/Great Destinations Radio Show.